בוקר טוב, כ"ט בתמוז, תש"פ, ערב ראש חודש, אב. So just... I don't remember. Could be right. Yeah, I don't know what tomorrow, yeah. Anyway, so we're talking about midat haketer. So the number one midah that the... Today, Rashi? Yeah. But it's wonderful because you don't even have to go out of your way to learn his Torah on his yartza. Like, his Torah is everywhere. So, the epitome that Amak said yesterday of midat haketer, which midah brings out the keter the most, he said, anava. Why? Because the keter, although it's the highest sphira, it never looks up towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The keter always looks down and uses that to kind of funnel the shefa, the abundance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the other sphere. Says the Tomer Devarah as follows. V'arei, en savlan ve'anav ke'elohenu b'midat ha-keter, shu tachlit ha-rachamim, v'lo yikanes lefanav shum pegam ve'lo avon ve'lo din. Which means, v'lo shum midah monach me'la'ashgiach u'me'la'ashpia u'le'etiv tadir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although there are places for heavenly judgment, we know that one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sefirot, one of his midot, is midat ha-din, gevura, right? Nevertheless, when it comes to keter, which is the highest of the sefirot, din, which is heavenly, the heavenly attribute of judgment, is not allowed to penetrate the keter. Keter itself is all chesed v'rachamim. That is how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, which means, to the higher sefira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let any judgment or prosecution or any other negative sefirah to penetrate there, to speak ill of Am Yisrael. What do we learn from that? You see, the whole Sefer Tumah Devarah, besides for the 13 attributes of mercy, everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to learn to guide our lives. Understand? The 13 attributes of mercy, then his sefirot, what's keter, chokhmah, we're going to get to soon. But anyway, look at the keter. He says, kach, tzarich ha'adam sheshum sibah sheba'olam lo timna'o mileyetiv. Where does the Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol? Obviously, en lo guv, en lo demut haguf. But where does the Kadosh Baruch Hu wear his keter? On the head. That's the highest part, yeah? A person's keter, which is where a person's brain is, actually, bina is in the brain, but that's a different story. But the highest part of the body, or the highest sphira that a person's supposed to be mitnaheg with is keter, a person should never allow any reason to prevent him from doing good to others. Lo timna'u mileyetiv. ושום עוון או מעשה בני אדם בלתי הגון לא ייכנס לפניו כדי שיעקבו מניעתיו אותם הצריכים טובתו בכל עת ובכל רגע. No reason in the world, no negative action, no, you know, inappropriate behavior, no avon should ever stop a person from doing good to others, from showing others love, from being mashpia, what a person should upon others. A person should never allow anything to stop him, just like Hashem doesn't let any negative midah penetrate the keter. That's how we're supposed to. It's a big limud. Uchmo. Uchmo shu zan, yoshev v'zan, mikarnei re'emim v'ad betze kinim, v'eno mevazeh shum b'riyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, we say, potach et yadecha, umasbi'a lechol charatzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and sustains every living being from the greatest, you know, the Gemara talks about what karnei re'emim is, but it's an animal, it's some sort of creature that's as big as a mountain, ad betze kinim, until the eggs of lice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not downplay or condescend or, you know, disparage any creation, even the tiniest lice egg. Hashem sustains that too, and he doesn't look at, you know, I have to deal with you again. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the same parnasa, obviously different quantities, but with the same love and affection and sense of purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains those tremendous creatures, he does it even for the tiniest lice eggs as well. What do we learn from that? She'ilu yivazeh beru'im mipnei pechitutam lo yitkayimu afilu rega. How would HaKadosh Baruch Hu's disparagement of any creation manifest itself? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt disparagingly, if he felt a bizayon towards any given creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being God Almighty, that would cause that creature to cease to exist. Which means that if the creature, which means even if the tiniest creature, the lice eggs, continue to exist, that means that how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu view it, perforce? בכבוד, באהבה. He doesn't look at it בזלזול. He doesn't look at it with disparagement because then it would not exist. And that being said, yeah. Well, the point is that he's not mezanzen. He loves all of his creatures. Yeah. Aval, but after he made it, he doesn't look down at it. He doesn't say, well, you're a lysag. What do you want? Because if, says the Ramak, just according to the way the world works, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would think like that, it wouldn't exist. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have any, you know, thought or any negative thought about the existence of this tiny creature, it wouldn't exist. Which means, if you work it the other way around, logically, if it exists, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with it, is proud of it, loves it. Ela mashgiach v'notin rachamav al kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an equal opportunity mercy shown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his mercy equally, spreads it among all of his creations. Kach tzarech shiyeh adam metiv lakol, v'lo yitbazeh shum nivra lefanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should do good to everybody, should benefit people, should love people, not disparage, not condescend, not look down to people. Afilu briya kala shebakalot tiye meot chashuva beinav, v'yiten da'ato aleha, v'yetiv lechol ha'mitzterech el tovato, v'zo midat tluya b'keter v'sod ha'rosh derech kelal. Remember, why does this have to do with the keter? The keter is the highest of all of the sfirot. And yet, were the keter to disparage, obviously, it's just, you know, this is symbolic. These sefirot don't have feelings, but it's symbolic. These are Kabbalists. This is called Kabbalah light. Okay, this is it. Now, would the keter disparage the midot under it? The chokhmah bina, the chagat nehim, right? Chesed ratzvin netzach hod yisod malchut. They would cease to exist because the keter is the one that gets the shefa directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what? The keter doesn't. It looks down. It's mashpia. And the keter is symbolic of what? The crown is only symbolic of the one who wears it, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous thing. And he says, I'll tell you a story. There was once one of the most famed mashgichim of the engeonim of the previous generation, Hagaon Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was Talmid of the Chafetz Chaim in Radin. He has a Sefer Lev Eliyahu, one of my favorite Sfarim on the Torah. Anyway, he was the mashgiach in the yeshiva in Kfar Hasidim. Okay, anyway. So, you know, when the modern state of Israel was just founded, and for several years thereafter, as with any new yeshuvim, you know, there was a lot of sand and whatever. They had a big mice problem in Israel. A big, big mice problem. So, you know, they put out, and in the yeshiva also, in Kfar Hasidim, they put out mouse traps and whatever, but, you know, when you have a mice problem, it's... Huh? Oh, so exactly. So one of the Bachurim said, you know what, Rebbe, I have an idea. Let's buy a cat and bring it to the yeshiva. And, you know, that's the natural means of extermination. Tom and Jerry. Yeah, so the Kitzur, they brought a cat. And lo and behold, Baruch Hashem, the mouse problem disappeared. It's unbelievable. It's niflaot habore. Look at Mamash. This is what the Ramak was just talking about. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ecosystem. Look how he created things. Somebody once sent me a clip. Do you know, the Gemara speaks about, I mean, two prakim ago, the Gemara spoke about snake bites and what to do and swallowing the snake. And it's a whole situation with, you know, what to do if you get bitten, or it's a whole situation. Do you know, as lethal as snakes are, what the snake's biggest enemy is? It's a mongoose. You know what mongooses are? It's like a weasel. It's an unbelievable thing. They have these things, you can watch them. You can look it up, mongoose. And they, first of all, they're somewhat immune to the snake bites. It's an unbelievable thing. Niflaot ha-borei mamash. You look around. Anyway, so they were happy.
They're faster than snakes.
Huh? Yeah. But, and they like eat them. It's like, great. Anyway, Magiano is, you know, Rasha. Bekitzur. Rasha, be'emet. Chote u'machti. He was chote and he was machti et rabim. He brought death to the world.
Bro, I don't know anyone who can say that God doesn't exist.
And if the snake exists, what does that mean? And Hashem, and not only that, his mizonot, you know, we find, I'll get back to the story in a second, but the mizonot of the snake, the Gemara says that the snake has such a beracha, wherever it goes, a snake has food. Why? Ve'afar tochal kol imechayecha. It's anywhere he goes, he has parnasa. Anywhere he goes, he has food. So that's a curse. That's a blessing.
Curse.
Why is it a curse? Oh, yefe meod. You're saying the Rabbi Yerucha Mimir says that shot. Says Hashem says, I don't want to hear you.
I don't want to call.
All of the other.
Right, figure it out.
What do they have to do?
If you hear from them, let me know. Okay. Bye.
Mute. Anyway, Bikitur. Is it M mute? Okay, Bikitur. I say mute in Farsi. Is there a word for it? No.
Huh?
Oh, in Yiddish, you would say, you'd say Schweig. You'd say Schweig. You'd say Sei still. What do you could say? Huh? Hmm? Aval. Ah, no. Okay. Aval mikol makom, Hashem doesn't want to hear the prayers of the Nachash. He says, you're going to have parnasa, you don't have to pray. Anyway, back to Rebbe Yelupian, back to the Yeshiva in Prechasidim, after they got rid of the mouse problem, they saw that now it was the Yeshiva's cat. They adopted a cat. So, you know, that's like the Yeshiva's mascot, the cat. Anyway, the kids, so they had a cat. And, you know, they saw the cat roaming around, going through the garbage, whatever. So Rebbe Yelupian told the Talmidim, Zelefi. Why? Says, you owe the cat a karatato. You brought the cat, took care of the mice. Was it? Every morning, there's a famous picture. Every morning, you would come, you would fill up a bowl with milk, go to the cat, put it down. Says, you have to have a karatato. You brought it, it did you a service, mamash, made you laugh, and then you're just going to let it rummage through the garbage? No, you have to have a karatato. That shows, v'rachamav al kol ma'asav, this is exactly, it comes out from midat haketer. That's what it is about. So, we're going to continue with another offshoot of midat haketer tomorrow, but this is big stuff. So, Yom Tov, Atzlacha Rabbah.